Hi folks, Canadian Prepper here. So summer has arrived and you guys have requested that I show you what I keep inside my bug out bag. So that's what we're gonna talk about today. Let's get to it. Okay, so today we're gonna talk about what's in my bug out bag. Now, I don't want you to think that this is something you have to emulate to a T. Everybody's circumstances and needs and skill sets are going to be different. So this is just to give you some ideas for what you can put in yours. Now, the backpack that I'm using is a Markor 45 by VanQuest. I'm actually gonna be switching this out soon for another pack, just because I'm trying to experiment with things which are a bit more discreet. So stay tuned for that video. But in terms of the cool factor, this is as cool as it gets. This pack is built exceptionally well. It's very durable materials. I know that is going to last me for decades. I've used many VanQuest packs with regularity and they've never failed me. Great stitching. All the components are really heavy duty. So for that reason, I still sport the VanQuest as a bug out bag. So this is a 45 liter pack. Now that's just what the volume is on the interior of the pack. As you can see here, you can attach a lot of things to it. And that's one thing I like about VanQuest packs. There's a lot of Molly packs out there that I see people don't actually use the Molly webbing. So I'd only recommend that you get a pack with that Molly webbing on it if you're actually gonna put it to use. So as you can see here, I got a lot of pouches. I have a bottle holder here. I have a pocket organizer on this side. I have a fast pack, which can be used for either first aid or just other supplies, but it's fast access. Then I have another first aid kit attached to the outside. And there's also this space in between here, which you can put stuff in as well. So all in all, I would say, even though it's only a 45 liter pack, technically speaking, in terms of internal volume, you can attach another 20 liters of stuff on the outside. So you're getting, you know, roughly a 65 liter pack. Now for me, a bug out bag is for the purpose of getting home. It's also a survival bag. It's also a bag that I'm gonna be using frequently when I'm out in the wilderness. This is not just gonna sit in the closet. Sometimes it is, sometimes it's in the vehicle, sometimes it's in the bush. It really depends what my circumstances are. So for that reason, this is subject to change with the seasons. Every season is gonna be different. My winter bug out bag is totally different from the summer bug out bag. So starting on the outside, we have a Nalgene stainless steel bottle. These are great because you can put them right on a fire and there's no plastic components that are built in. It's a single walled stainless steel bottle. So very multi-purpose. It's the only pot that I have in this kit. And for me, for a bug out bag, you don't wanna do too much redundancy. As you can see, we're already starting to get up there in weight. Right now, this pack weighs around a little over 40 pounds. For me, that's nothing. And because this pack is so comfortable, you can see the nice thick shoulder straps and nice lumbar support that they have here. This is a very comfortable pack. I can wear this pack and hike with it for hours with no issues. And I also do a lot of physical fitness. So for me, 40 pounds is nothing. I could easily carry 50, 60 pounds if I needed to, no problem. So on this side here, we have our Silky Zubat saw. So this is one of my favorite saws from Silky. It's in terms of ergonomics, if there's something that I'm gonna have to be using for a long period of time, the Silky Zubat, because of that pistol grip, is something that I'm gonna wanna use as opposed to a folding saw. Now, because of the recent release of the Outback series of saws by Silky, I also have a Pocket Boy here, which is stuck in there. And so this is the Pocket Boy Outback. So as I indicated on that video, these are built to be more durable. They have a nickel plating and they're just built to be tougher. The blade is slightly thicker. And this is something I'm gonna be able to use in a pinch, but it's long enough that if I needed to, say, cut a small log that I'm going to use for my firebox stove to cook a meal, then I can do that with relative ease. And it just fits right in there into this Vanquist accessory pouch. Now on this side of the accessory pouch, you can see I have what's called a bear flare. This is good for signaling, for personal protection. It's also good for lighting fires in a pinch. But as the name denotes, it's for scaring away bears. Now, as you can see, it's not readily accessible, but I do keep it on the exterior of the pack. All I have to do is pull it out of here and it can be deployed within seconds. On the exterior, we have the Survival Lily Apple One S knife, and it mounts right to the shoulder strap so it can be deployed within 3 seconds. I can pull this out, and that's why I mount it here. It's a perfect knife for mounting there. It's a very good all-around multi-purpose knife. The grind used to be a convex grind, I believe, but she changed it to a flat grind, which I personally prefer. I'm not as experienced as some bushcrafters, so I like the flat grind, and it's much improved for beginners in my personal opinion. And on the exterior, I also have this Nightcore TK4 light. It has a nice clip on it here, and it's about 200 lumens. Very multifunctional. You can clip it to the top of the shoulder strap so you can wear it like one of those angle head lights. And I also have a headlamp inside, so it's not my only lighting option. We also have a Baofeng radio on the external. Obviously, this is assuming that I have somebody to talk to on the radio, but you can also pick up other frequencies from emergency services or otherwise on here as well. On the exterior here, I have this quick sharpening tool. These are not the best for your blades, but they will do the job in an emergency situation. So it's not a diamond sharpener, a fancy, you know, Benchmade style sharpener like that, but it gets the job done. On the bottom, we have a wool blanket, which can just be detached like this. Wool blanket, this is 90% wool. This is going to retain the heat even if it gets wet. Very rugged, very durable. You can use this as a cloak, Rambo style if you need to. Obviously for sleeping, it's gonna keep you warm. Wool is one of the most durable fabrics that you can have out in the wilderness. 90% wool, gonna last a long time. Definitely probably one of the most important pieces of kit, especially at nighttime when the temperature drops. With this pack, you can flip it open like this. Now, this pack is actually made to hold a rifle. So you can attach your rifle up here and this will attach together like that. And I've demonstrated that on the channel before. But again, this is just to give you some ideas of what you can do with this pack. So here I have the Silky Nada. This one is actually brand new. I had my other Nada for probably 6 years and I seem to have misplaced it for some reason. You'd think that I would be a bit more organized, but I do still misplace things when you're reviewing gear like this all the time. And I also have a little trowel, which is basically just for digging. You know, if you need to dig a trench, this can come in handy. Dealing with your business, that sort of thing. If you want to build a Dakota foxhole for a concealed fire and a variety of other uses. We also have these Nipix mini bolt cutters. This is going to be an optional item for urban use. If you need to get through a fence, or if you're even in the country, there's some barbed wire that you want to avoid, not get snagged on. This is going to come in very handy. Now my Leatherman can also perform some of these functions. My Leatherman will probably work on barbed wire, but not as well on chain link fence. Even a small lock, this may be able to help you out with. So it's definitely something to consider. It's relatively lightweight, and I know that weight adds up. This is something which is definitely more geared towards an urban survival kit, but I would strongly recommend a small pair of bolt cutters. On the exterior here, we have a PowerFilm lightsaber. Now this is an integrated battery solar unit. So it has a battery and it has a thin film solar panel attached to it. And the great thing about the thin film panels is that they're gonna be good even in low light. So a monocrystalline panel of this size, if there was low light or if there was a part that was obstructed by shade, would not be able to charge pretty much at all. But even in minimal sunlight, this thing will charge, and it has a 16,000 milliamp hour battery pack that's integrated into it. And there's a couple USB output ports there, so you can charge the radio, charge my smartphone, and flashlights. Now, this next item is very optional, and I honestly just threw this in here for this review because I don't think these things get enough attention, especially if you live in a place where you're limited in terms of the types of personal protective equipment you can carry. This is a flare gun, okay? Now, there's many videos on YouTube which test how effective these things are for as a personal protective device. I would say it's probably just gonna piss a bear off, but if it's all you have, it's all you have. And obviously the primary purpose of this is for signaling. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're lost in the woods, this is probably the best thing you're ever gonna have if a helicopter is searching for you. It's also gonna be good for starting a fire. Now, the problem with that is that it's gonna bounce typically, but yeah, you'd have to aim it into a contained area. So yeah, I think it's something worth considering anyways. These are available in a lot of marine flare kits. I don't believe you need a license to buy them in most places. I have some orange paracord in the exterior. I also have some other paracord on the interior of the pack. So going inside here, this is the first aid kit. You want your first aid kit to be very accessible from the exterior of the pack. So there's a couple ways to open this in a pinch. You can just take the zippers down like that, or if you had to aggressively pull it open, you could. Okay, so we have a tourniquet in here. We have some Tylenol, some Advil. Don't underestimate Tylenol and Advil in a survival situation. These things can really help, especially if you have some kind of infection or, you know, just some kind of achy pain that you're dealing with. Maybe you sprain an ankle or something like that. This could be the difference between you sitting down and capitulating or you continuing and moving on and going to get help. I also have this little pocket shower in here. This is primarily for the purpose of storing water and carrying water around, but it can also, of course, double as a shower. Hygiene may be important if you're on the road for a long period of time. We have an Israeli medical bandage in there. We have a chest seal. We have a massive wet wipe. So that's basically gonna be how we're gonna stay clean. We've got a lot of bandages in here. And in this little pouch here, we have some amoxicillin. I did a video on this kind of stuff and where you can get it. I'll post a link to that in the description. And amoxicillin could come in handy because let's say you get an infection and obviously, you know, you're bugging out and you're out there for many days at a time. That infection could get ugly pretty quickly. So having some sort of antibiotic at your disposal could be life-saving. These are in Mylar bags that I've heat sealed myself. Then I also have some caffeine pills. Never underestimate the power of caffeine in a survival situation. It's something that is so small, but has such a profound psychological and physiological effect. And if you find yourself really exhausted, you've been up for 24 hours and you just need a bit more kick because you have to stay awake for whatever reason, then this will absolutely help you out. Yeah, so this is Imodium. Diarrhea can also be a killer in a survival situation if you eat something that you shouldn't. I have some quick clot in there and some antibiotic ointment. This is in a spray form, which is a lot better than the tubes, which can get kind of messy and require you to actually touch the wound. This, you don't even have to touch the wound. So it's a lot better in that respect. You can only carry so much first aid equipment. Even the tourniquet is probably pushing it for a kit like this, but a tourniquet can also be a lifesaver. If this is an emergency pack, there's a good chance that you're gonna come across somebody that might even be injured. So you'd be able to help them out in that situation, as you should. So in this lumbar pouch, we have our Baofeng radio, the side there. We have this Kamenga compass, which is the choice of a lot of survivalists and preppers. Exceptionally durable, very well made, and definitely a worthwhile investment. Another thing you'll have for life, we have some Benz Deep 30 bug spray. And the reason why I have this at the ready is because in one of these predicaments, bugs can drive you mad, especially if you're deep in the sticks. And some of the bugs we get here, when you factor in the black flies, the ticks, wasps, horse flies, deer flies, mosquitoes, this will absolutely be a lifesaver. We also have a thin pair of work gloves, which will come in very handy. Have a lighter at the ready, just in case we need to make a fire in a pinch. And then we also have a Brunton Light Tech monocular. This is 8x magnification at 22 field of view. The reason why you would want a monocular or a pair of binoculars is to save yourself time if you are trying to route find or you get lost. Then if you can look ahead and not have to walk up to that place when you're trying to save energy, then this can absolutely be very helpful in that situation. In this side pouch here, I also have a little mini fishing kit. So I have hook, line, sinker, a few lures, and a bunch of string in there. I don't actually have a fishing rod in here, but I can use my water bottle. I can do a makeshift fishing rod, no problem, with a stick. Okay, so also in this pack, there's a little easy access point here. And you can use this for a variety of things. This actually doesn't connect to the main internal part of the pack, but I just have an MRE in there, and I also have an emergency bivy and an extra pair of socks. Now, on the other lumbar side, I just have this other pocket organizer here for some other doodads. So in this kit here, we have some Kevlar thread. That's for trip lines, traps. We also have this is kind of a mini survival kit in itself. If I ever had to ditch the bag, I could take this. And we have a Brunton Lost Hiker kit. This includes a Fresnel lens and a mini compass. And I have another Benz Deet wipe. So that's for insects. Also have a little Write in the Rain notepad. I have this lighter, which has an extended head so that if you need to put it into a tinder bundle, can easily ignite a fire. Now, if this were to fail, we do have a magnesium striker. We also have our tripwire for camp security. And in here, I also just have another little survival kit. As you can see, an emergency whistle, some brass wire, and a variety of other little doodads. So on the top of the pack, we can open this up. And in here, I have my ultimate fire tinder, some waterproof matches. I have a headlamp for easy access. It's something you're definitely going to need at night. You're going to want that in a pinch. And I also have a spoon in there as well. In addition, there's another pocket here. This is something you're going to use often. It's a firebox wood stove. So I keep that up top. That's not only for cooking, but also for having a contained, controlled fire. Now, if we go on the inside of the pack, we got lots of food. That's gonna be the main thing in here. So we have lots of freeze-dried food. Freeze-dried is the easiest because all you gotta do is boil water. So even if my firebox stove failed me, I make a fire, put this on the fire. That's gonna warm up some water and I'll be able to pour that hot water right into this bag, be able to eat it right out of the bag, no fuss. And you can burn this afterwards, leave no trace. I got about 10 of those in there, and I also have an MRE. The reason why I have an MRE is just a bit more diversity. MREs have their merits. I'm gonna do a video in the not so distant future comparing which is better, MREs or freeze-dried. MREs come in handy when you don't have any water at your disposal. You're gonna need water for this, but you don't necessarily need it for this. And these have much more rugged packaging, which is not gonna be a huge factor when you have a bag like this. But yeah, so I have a big bag of food. I think for an emergency kit, food is probably one of the most important things you can pack. Because all of this fancy stuff you can pack and you're gonna be sitting out there on the side of the road wishing you had something good to eat. So try to cram as many calories as you can into your bug out bag, at least 10,000 calories, if possible, so you're good for a few days. And you could make that stretch a week if you had to, for sure. Now in here, this is kind of my shelter related stuff. So we already seen the wool blanket. So what we got in here, this is a emergency survival blanket from Titan Survival. And the only reason why I have this in here is because it's camouflage. So if I do decide to make a shelter using these other components that I have and I wanted to camouflage it afterwards and add a little bit more insulation, I could with this little emergency blanket. And this, just because it's little, don't let it fool you. So it's 52 inches by 82 inches. So it's definitely sizable enough to put over a tarp. I also have an emergency survival poncho. So if I'm in a situation where it starts to rain and I don't have a rain jacket on, I can use that. And you can also use this to cover up your pack. This is gonna be a water repellent pack, but it's certainly not waterproof. Also have a mini bivy. So this is kind of a smaller version of the larger bivy that I showed you before. What a bivy is basically, it's a sleeping bag crossed with a tent, okay? So it's gonna be just a sack that you sleep in. It's great if you don't wanna have to set up a shelter, but you still wanna have a way to stay warm throughout the night, then you could use something like this. This is a very thin material. I certainly wouldn't recommend this as being your sole shelter. This is just, because it's so small, I throw it in there as a backup, okay? I also have a inflatable sleeping mat from Cabela's. It's actually quite small, and you're gonna want something like this to keep you off the ground because you're gonna lose a lot of heat to the ground. And even if you didn't, nobody wants to sleep directly on the ground. So you combine this with your emergency bivy, your wool blanket, and you're pretty much, you're gonna be sitting pretty good at that point. But we're gonna take it one further. We also have this Sea to Summit mosquito net, okay, which we can put underneath, last but not least, our sil nylon tarp. So this is a sil nylon tarp. It's a waterproof tarp. This is going to provide you most of the shelter that you're going to need. So you're going to have your shelter, you're going to have your protection from the bugs, you're going to have your sleeping mat, you're going to have your accessories just in case you need a little bit more insulation or concealment, and of course you're going to have your wool blanket. Not quite as cozy as a tent, but more than enough to get the job done. And it's all gonna fit in a relatively lightweight package. Now, I'm gonna show you guys some stuff on the channel in the future, which is getting into the ultralight, really high price range of stuff. You can actually shrink this kind of setup down even further. You can get air mattresses, which are a third the size of this and a quarter of the weight. So this is our whole shelter system. It all fits in this little stuff sack here. Not bad. Now in here, we have just a few other knickknacks. We have some more wet ones. We have some toilet paper tablets, and we have a Treseo towel. All of that stuff can double as a fire starter, water filter, you name it, even a bandage if you need it in a pinch. Now, I do have these extreme sticky notes, and you might be wondering, why would you have something like this? Well, it's kind of like flagging tape. These are the extreme. So they're actually post-it extreme notes. So they're made to be stuck on. They're made to be used outdoors. They're made to resist water. If you got lost and you needed a way to make sure that you weren't walking around in circles, something like this could definitely come in handy in conjunction with your compass and your waypoints. I also have some aqua tabs, which are going to be how I'm gonna purify water in a pinch. So basically I can scoop some water into my Nalgene, drop one of these aqua tabs in there, and that's going to kill anything that moves within around half an hour's time. That's the easiest way. It has a bit of an aftertaste, but it's better than dying. Also have some multivitamins in this little kit here. You're not gonna get vitamin deficiency for probably several days, but it's just something for you to consider. I also have this signal mirror, emergency signaling device, And we also have a miniature shortwave FM AM radio, which has a built-in solar panel. It also has a kinetic charger. Okay. And apparently has an alarm on there as well. Now, this is not only a receiver, unlike the Baofeng radio, which is a transceiver. So you're not going to be able to talk to anybody with this, but you're going to get your NOAA weather reports. You're going to get your shortwave, your AM, your FM. We go deeper. So this is the water bladder I use. And this water bladder actually has a built-in water filter on it, which filters out viruses, bacteria, you name it. And if I wanted to scoop water out of a creek, it's very easy to do. You can just scoop water into this bag, stuff it into there, and then it's drinkable through this tube. Now, the other cool feature that this has, this is actually pressurized. So what that's gonna allow you to do then is that's gonna give you pressurized water flow. How this works is it's two bags that are combined together. One bag is air, the other is water, and it's going to allow me to have pressurized water. So if you need to irrigate a wound, if I need to give my dog some water, or maybe you want to give somebody else some water, but you don't want them drinking out of your spout, it's a pretty cool feature. It's called the Geigerig pressurized water bladder. So it's more of a novelty item, definitely not something you need, but could certainly come in handy if only as a way to store water. And I would advise, if you did get one of these water bladders, make sure it has a wide mouth opening at the end, just so you can scoop water into it from a creek and you don't have to actually submerge it to fill it through a small hole. As you can see inside this pack, there is laser cut MOLLE webbing. And of course, there's a way to store the water bladder underneath there. One of my problems with this pack is that it could be a little bit bigger. They could offer you a bit more interior space, because if you're starting to attach pouches into here, every pouch you attach is weight, which is not really functional weight. Okay, pouches, flaps, pockets, this is non-functional weight. So I like to cut down on non-functional weight, which is why I'm going to be considering a different approach altogether with my bug out bags in the future. But you guys wanted a breakdown of what was in the bag. So that's basically what's in this bug out bag. There's certainly a lot of items that I have that are not in this particular kit. I could probably build 50 bug out bags if I wanted to, but you have to draw the line somewhere. Let me know in the comment section what you got in your bug out bag. I'm really interested in hearing if you have any ways that I can beef up this kit a little bit, and if there's anything that you think I missed. Let me know in the comment section below. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Canadian Prepper out.
The best way to support this channel is to support yourself by gearing up at CanadianPreparedness.com. The best quality products at the best prices. Use discount code SURVIVALPREPPER, all caps, all one word, for 10% off. Thanks for watching. Stay safe.